Welcome to the first ever episode of my new podcast, Game Dev Insights, a podcast all about the amazing world of game development. We talk about the basics of game development, useful development tools, and marketing strategies. But today we start with one of the most essential programs or tools you need to develop your own games or start developing your games, besides from programming and AI, visual or text-based. A game engine is one of the most particular things you need to develop games. I say that because you not necessarily need a game engine to make and produce games. There's also the opportunity to write your own game engine, but I personally wouldn't do that if you're a solo developer or a small team, because it can take years till you finish the engine and can start working on your game. Writing your own engine is a thing mostly big studios like Rockstar Games with their GTA series, for example, do. But in this episode, I would like to focus on the most popular game engine you can download today and start developing. I will talk about the pros and cons of every single of the six engines I would like to cover. But before we do that, I would like to talk a little bit about what a game engine is and how it works, so you can figure out in a couple of minutes which game engine fits you and your game and your project the best. A game engine is basically a software framework used to create video games. But what does that mean now? It means that the game engine provides you, the developer, with the necessary set of tools like physics, audio, code to create games easily and quickly without reinventing the wheel all the time. All game engines will have their unique set of features and customizations, which simply means they are not always the same thing. For example, some game engines are specified in helping you to create 2D games, but on the other hand, some engines are specified to help you create 3D games. But there are still three common things that almost every game engine covers. First thing is a main program which defines the game's logic. The second thing is a so-called rendering engine that is responsible for the graphical appearance of your game. And last but not least, an audio engine, which controls when sounds or music gets played. Most of them cover even more features like AI, physics, or networking. So now we know what a game engine is, but why does it exist? A product always, or most of the time, solves a problem. But what problem does a game engine solve? To answer that, we need to look at the time around the 1970s. At this time, game developers had to create their game tech and logic from scratch, over and over again. Every time they wanted to make a new game, over and over again. And you might can imagine how slow and inefficient that was. So there definitely was interest in simplifying the process by creating frameworks to remove the need of creating code from scratch again and again. It quickly turned out that these frameworks are way more efficient and faster. But what should you expect from a modern game engine? Which set of features should a game engine in 2020 have? I think there are 6 points a modern game engine should cover. First of all, a graphics engine, which should support or include 3D models, textures, and animations. Next is user input, for different input types like controllers, touchscreens, or keyboard and mouse. Third feature is scripting. Most game engines offer a variety of pre-built scripts, for example, lighting, player movement, or physics scripts. The next feature a game engine should have is an audio engine, an audio integration which should support the basic audio files like MP3 and WAV. Furthermore, a game engine should have physics that looks something like we have on Earth. Of course, you can play with physics as a special game mechanic, but it should follow a preset of rules and the engine should run smoothly. Then last but not least, it might should support networking, which simply enables you to create multiplayer games. An important thing with networking is that you input lag should be as low as possible. And now, which modern game engines are out there that you can download today and start developing? The first engine is called Gato Engine. Gato is a free and open source engine under the MIT license. It includes 3D and 2D physics engines and supports the programming languages C++, C#, but Gato also has its own Python similar programming language called GDScript. One big pro argument is that it has a big community of dedicated developers which will answer you almost every question you have about the engine or programming errors and all that stuff. Second engine I would like to cover is Cocos2D. As the name says, Cocos has its focus on 2D games. It's also completely for free and licensed under the MIT license. Cocos2D supports spreadsheet animation and cross-platform development. A famous title that was developed with Cocos is a game you most likely have heard of called Geometry Dash. The next engine is called Unity 3D. With Unity, you can develop 2D and 3D titles for PC, Mac, console, and mobile platforms, such as Android and iOS. Unity is my favorite game engine. It's the engine I use to develop my games. Unity comes with a visual scripting language, but I think if you want to be really efficient, you should learn C# to code your games. It also has a fairly large community with countless tutorials on YouTube and other platforms, and its own marketplace, the Unity Asset Store, where they sell plugins, development tools, and game assets. The best thing is, if you choose the personal license, you can get Unity completely for free if you made less than $100,000 in the last year from your Unity games. A game you might know of that was developed with Unity is Hollow Knight. Another powerful engine is Unreal. It belongs to Epic Games and is most at the time used to develop AAA games like Fortnite and Street Fighter V, because it's really at developing high quality visuals. Unreal has a huge community and also its own marketplace for plugins and game assets. It's also completely for free until you make over $3,000 a quarter. The Corona Engine or Corona Labs is also a great choice if you want to develop 2D games for mobile platforms. It's also completely for free and has its own game asset and plugin marketplace. Corona uses a simple scripting language called Lua. Well-known titles include Gunman Taco Truck and Designer City. And finally, Amazon's Libyard. Obviously, it's owned by Amazon. Libyard is great if you want to include cloud-based features in your game because it enables the integration of Amazon Web Services and Twitch. A famous game developed with the help of Amazon Libyard is Star Citizen. So that is it for today's episode, the first ever episode of my new podcast Game Dev Insights. I will release a new episode every Tuesday. I hope you like it. It would be awesome if you could leave your honest feedback and review. Follow me on Instagram or whatever platform you are watching this on to get notified when a new episode gets released. Thank you very much for listening.